Welcome everybody. Shir number 1603. We're learning today. Lulu Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabban Zisel. Lulu Nishmas Bli Mabas from Moshe and Rufur Shalem Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. So an interesting question. The Sefer Klalim. We're going through a little bit of Sefer Klalim. Of course, our subject right now is Muksa Machmas Chaser Kitz. What about a refrigerator? Refrigerator, right? So what's everybody's thinking? What do you mean refrigerator? I can't open my refrigerator to take out my food. What are you talking about? No, so a refrigerator, you have various different components, different parts of it. You have the door, of course, which we understand you're allowed to open. He explains over here, does it say for clone? Obviously, the door's made to open and take out the food in and out. When we talk about the question of a refrigerator, let's say he brings over, for example, something fell underneath or fell in the back that a person needs right on Shabbos. So they want to move the refrigerator. Obviously, the electric is plugged in. It's not a question of electric over here, and the plug's not coming out. That's not the issue over here at all, not the electric. It's a question of, could I move the refrigerator? The whole refrigerator, something fell down underneath or behind it. So he says, interesting, there's various different ways of looking at it. It's actually machlekes. There are some who talk want to say, possibly it could be muksa machmas chasarin kis, possibly. He brings from the Shulchan Shleima, taka that vachem srichem ladin lakol. Interesting that because a lot of refrigerator in general, a person does not want to move out of his place. It's mess up the whole thing. It's in the right place. It could break or whatever the case is. Stop moving the refrigerator around. We're talking about the whole thing, the whole box. It's not so simple to do, right? It's not so simple, and chas v'shal, you know, something could break. Whatever the case is, be it as it may, it could break, and it can possibly won't be put back the right way, whatever. So it could fall possibly under muksa machmas chasarin kis. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. And also, if you think about it, it sort of falls into the guidelines. It's very expensive, and it's something that's in a set place, right? Those are some of the guidelines. Lines for muksa machmas chasarin kis. He brings down kashabala makbish loy lishtamish boy shimish acher. It's definitely the owner of the refrigerator doesn't want it being used for something else. Shemi yafsid oyis kalkal, right? Kashen kaveh loy mokim. The person has a place for it, right? Which is a refrigerator, where I stick my refrigerator. Also, it's very expensive. Now, interesting, he brings down on the bottom from the Shulchan Shleima that what about by an oven? Let's say somebody has an oven. Again, it's off. There's no questions of anything. There's nothing. The ovens, there's no questions of Bishul cooking. But I have to, again, something fell down behind my oven. I just have to move it over a little bit. Would that be a problem as far as, again, the door you could open and close. If the oven's totally off, that's not the issue. Everything's shut down. There's nothing going to happen. No electricity taking place over here. But I have to move the oven. Something fell down behind it, which I need. So he wants to say, interesting, he separates it, that it could be that an oven is easier, that would be for sure, v'dina kekli shemlach de le'isr, an oven, plain simple oven, whereby he wants to say by refrigerator, that doesn't have wheels, let's say, if the refrigerator has wheels, so that's much easier, right? That person might not be so makbid, but if it doesn't have wheels, machmas kevoide v'chashivusa, he says, because of its heaviness and it's a very chashivdika type of a thing. Chashishin l'kalkal v'havi muksa, the person's chashish could break if you stop moving it around, especially if it doesn't have wheels. So what about the door? So how could I open it? So he said, obviously the door is not the issue. The door is made for that. Mishum she'ene makbich l'haz desadel. Nobody's makbid not to open the door of a refrigerator. That's what the door is made for, to open up. Now, as far as being a bosses, let's say something's on the refrigerator, a pen or something like that, that's not an issue. We will talk about that. Something like a refrigerator doesn't become a bosses. The refrigerator, you know, is not bottled, doesn't become mevatel to the pen, right? But we'll talk about that when we get to that. So that's not an issue at all. It's just a question of the refrigerator itself. But he does bring down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and he brings down from Rab Moshe and others that any type of kli, any type of in general, any type of kli that uses electricity, chashmal, he says, Avshe b'shah shepoil b'shabbos hi p'ula samuteres. So he says, if it's, even though it might be going on Shabbos, like the refrigerator is going, it's plugged in, whatever, it's working. By the oven, you'll say, well, it's not going. Okay, so we could understand it much easier. But over here, the fridge is going, it's plugged in. But even so, as long as it's going, a usage that's allowed to be done, a person's not cooking, the fridge is on, and it's allowed to be on for my food, right? So nechshav kli shemalach d'leiser. It brings down from Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman also, that it would be a kli shemalach d'leiser, kevin shetzorich lasis pehula asura, because I need this, it's usher to plug it in. Obviously, that's a pe'ula asura, as they could say. I knew it's plugged into the electric, but lemais it's done. But I need it. This is what I need. I need my fridge to be cold in order to work, to keep my food cold. So it's working, even though it's doing something iser, but it's working on a heter deka oifen. And then he brings another interesting thing. He brings from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He brings that kli chashmal, any type of item that works on electricity, something, a machine that works on electricity, like a refrigerator, whatever. Shekvar pualim, that's it's already working. It's mutl talpulim mixes. If you have to move it a little bit, it would be fine. And it's already, in other words, it's already working. You'll say, what do you mean? It's plugged in. I can't move it. So again, it falling under the guidelines of kli shemalach d'leiser, you can't just move it for nothing. But if you need a place, something fell or whatever, something along those lines, or mutl talpulim mixes, if somebody has to move it a little bit, one would be allowed to move it. So he says, according to his words, Yeshlem, the same thing would apply by a refrigerator, that it's working to keep the food cold, right? She pulu materis for Shabbos. That's something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. You can't plug it in on Shabbos, but it's working on for something that I need. So therefore, it's not like, you know, like I have a saw that I'm going to cut wood and it happens to be running the whole Shabbos. So that's a different story. But over here, you're dealing with something that's allowed to be on from before Shabbos. So therefore, if one has to move it a little bit just to get something fell underneath, right and back or whatever, that would be fine in conjunction with what we just mentioned. Now, and just to end off, he says even further if this type of a thing is running on something, in other words, doing an action that we want, that's allowed to be done in Shabbos, which is cool the food, right? As opposed to like my cooking or something like that. But whatever, it's cool. The fridge is plugged in and it's working and it's cooling the food, which was plugged in before Shabbos, and it's doing a action of heter on Shabbos. So he says, this would even be even further. Nachshav kli shemalach de laheter, that ain loy din kli shemalach de laiser. It's already working, this refrigerator. It could be, according to this svara, that we could even say, okay, but be it as it may, I don't want to get too much off on a tangent, but lemais, something fell behind. It's l'chayra from what we just said. There are those who might say possibly, but there's quite enough to rely on, whereby if somebody has to move it a little to get something fell behind, as long as they're not pulling out plugs and stuff like that, then there's no change, electricity, lights, all these type of things, it would not be a problem just to move it a little, the refrigerator if need be, and pull something from behind. Same thing by an oven, if something fell behind, have to just move it a little, and again, there's no issues of electricity on off, that would be okay to move it a little. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.